The new rules come a little less than 6 years after a UW Health helicopter crashed near La Crosse, killing everyone on board. Dr. Ryan Wubin is the medical director of UW's MedFlight program. He says in the years following the crash, UW adopted much of what the FAA is now requiring of all MedFlights nationwide, with one notable exception.
Probably the biggest change for us is the mandate of having flight data recorders and cockpit voice recorders, which are de rigueur and standard on the airlines.
Wubin says he welcomes this requirement because the NTSB didn't have a lot of hard data when it investigated the crash in 2008. Flight for Life operates helicopters from bases in Waukesha, Fond du Lac, and McHenry, Illinois. They, too, are going above and beyond what the FAA is now requiring. Tammy Chapman is with Flight for Life.
We utilize night vision goggles at night on all flights where it is appropriate. So we added to that what the FAA was looking at doing. We actually looked at what else can we do to enhance safety.
The UW's Dr. Wubin says, in general, air EMS operators in Wisconsin are ahead of the curve when it comes to technology and safety, but the same cannot be said of the industry as a whole. He says all operators should be required to use night vision goggles and aircraft equipped with an autopilot system. Noah Ovshinsky, Wisconsin Public Radio News.